This chazar zeichen neshabach cheskos shalag v'am Yehudim zeichen nesedarim daf te zayin. Zok the Mishnah. If someone says a shua, I will not eat from you, or hashua that I will eat from you, or no shua, I shall not eat from you. He's also to eat the food because the shua is effective. Frek the Gemara. The Mishnah seems to say that when someone says hashavua she'oicha lecha, which is the second case in the Mishnah, this suggests that a shua that he will not eat from the other person. However, a Mishnah discusses different types of shuas and says that there's a shua she'oichel and a shua she'loi oichel. This suggests that the word ha-shua she'oichel l'cha doesn't mean that he will not eat from the other person. It means a shua that he will eat from the person. So why are we saying it's also to eat from the person in the Mishnah in that case? So Abaye said she'oichel actually can mean both. It can mean I will eat. It could also mean I will not eat. Depends on the context in which it was said. And that's what the Mishnah is teaching over here, that it can have double meaning. Rav Ashi said the Mishnah should be read as saying, She'i oichel, I will not eat. And the Mishnah teaches that if he says that, we assume he truly meant that, and it's not just maybe an improper speech, that maybe he truly wanted to say She'oichel, and by mistake he said She'i oichel. No, if he says She'i oichel, we accept it as such, and it means I will not eat. The Mar explains that Abaye didn't say like Rav Ashi, because the Mishnah doesn't say the word She'i oichel. Rav Ashi didn't say like Abaye, because he says if we are going to change the meaning of oichel, based on context, and that's what the Mishnah is teaching, that it changes based on context, we should have the same understanding of loy oichel based on context. And if so, the Mishnah should discuss this as well. Rather, it must be that the Tana means she'oichel, and it means that he should be understood in only one way, that he will eat, and therefore we have to put in the word she'i oichel, and that's the only reason that we can think of why the Mishnah would say that it becomes usher to eat when he makes that statement. Zakt, the Mishnah. This is one way in which Shavuos are more stringent than Nedarim. We'll see what that means in the Gemara. And there is a way in which Nedarim are more stringent than Shavuos as well. The Mishnah explains, if someone says, Koinem a sukkah that I make, or a lulav that I take, or tefillin that I put on, this would create a neder, but not a shua. Because if a term of shua is used, he would still be permitted to sit in the sukkah, or to take the lulav, or to wear the tefillin. Why? Because one cannot make a shua that makes him transgress a mitzvah. Check the Gemara. The Gemara feels that from the Mishnah's first statement, and it says that this is a way in which shuas are more stringent than the Dharma, it says this is a way, it refers to the chayra to the case of the last Mishnah, where the person made a shua that I will not eat from you. And this Mishnah is saying that a neder on this subject, meaning like if he says carbon I will not eat of yours, it will be effective, but it will be more lenient. However, we have learned earlier that such a neder is not effective at all. So what does it mean that it's more chumadik, this type of shua than a neder? The chayra, this type of neder, would not be chal at all. Mark explains, the first statement of the Mishnah is not going on the carbon that I will not eat from you. Rather, the first statement of the Mishnah is going on the previous Mishnah, when it said shua that I will not sleep, or that I will not speak, or that I will not walk, which is an effective shua. The Mishnah means to say the corresponding neder of this nature is only it is effective, but it's only effective derabbanan, like we learned previously, like Ravina had answered to the previous Mishnah. That's what the Mishnah meant when it said that a shua is more stringent, because this shua like this is effective even deraisa, whereas a neder like this would only be effective derabbanan. The Mishnah said, "Chaimim bin Adarim, mi b'shuas keitzad v'chulu." Rav Kahana, the name of Gidl, the name of Rav, said the pasuk of Lo Yachel Devare teaches that one may not transgress a shua when it's his own word that he will be transgressing, but he may do so if the shua makes him transgress the word of Hashem. This teaches that one may not make a shua to be over a mitzvah. For acting Gemara, that pasuk also refers to neder in the same pasuk. So why is a neder effective when it's made to be over a mitzvah? The same way you just learned from the pasuk that you can be over a shua to do a mitzvah. Ibaza, you should say the same thing with a neder. Now you can't say it's because the pasuk says yidor neder l'Hashem, which darshans mean that lo yachal applies even when it's a neder against the word of Hashem. Can yidor neder l'Hashem? Still, it's a neder because the pasuk you can also read. It says the pasuk then says oyi shava shua, meaning l'Hashem oyi shava shua. So we can read it like that to say that the darshan in the same way that the shua is chal even when it's l'Hashem. So Abaye said, a neder is made on the object, meaning the benefit of the sukkah is usur to me, whereas a shua is made on the person. He's meaning he says, I will not benefit from the sukkah. A mitzvah is an obligation on the person. Therefore, only a shua goes directly against the mitzvah, which is the word of Hashem, and therefore it can't be affected. Rava asked, mitzvahs are lav l'hanis nidnu, they're not given for benefit. Therefore, even a neder that someone will not benefit from the sukkah shouldn't preclude him from sitting in the sukkah, since he doesn't sit in it for benefit, rather for the mitzvah. Rava therefore said, the neder meant is when he says, dwelling in a sukkah is usur to me with a neder. And the shua is when he says, I make a shua not to dwell in a sukkah. Since the shua is on the person, it directly opposes the mitzvah and can't take effect. Another the Braisa dashens this concept from a different pasuk that a person can make a shua to be over a mitzvah. So what do we need both for? The Gemara says one pasuk makes him, meaning the one who made the shua not to do the mitzvah and then didn't keep the shua, so it makes him potter from having to bring a korban for not keeping a shua. And the one pasuk teaches that he's also not even chayav for the lav of not keeping the shua.